Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'd already spent the whole morning and most of the afternoon with family, so now it was just time to go home and wind down for the rest of the night. Maybe watch a holiday movie or something. I drove 45 minutes from my parents' home to mine. The roads were empty, as you could imagine, and if not for it being Christmas, it would have actually been kind of eerie. Everything was so quiet and motionless outside. Anyway, I got home around 8, pulling in the garage and heading inside. I flicked on the entrance light and immediately saw some papers spread across the floor in the hallway. It was all from a stack of mail I had sitting on the counter that I guess had fallen over. I didn't overthink it, I just picked it all back up and tossed it back on the counter. I did leave the house in a rush that morning, so maybe I ran past it and caused the pile to fall, and I just didn't notice. After cleaning it up, I walked around and turned on the rest of the lights, then went into the living room. I had a Christmas tree set up in the corner. It was one of those small fake ones that looked pretty sad, but it was better than nothing. I sat back on the couch and found a movie to watch, some new Netflix Christmas movie. It was actually pretty good. I watched the whole thing, but throughout the whole movie, I kept hearing something in my house. It was like quiet, almost inaudible creaks. I wasn't even sure if I was actually hearing it or not, because every time I'd think I'd heard something, I'd pause the movie and listen, but didn't hear it anymore. I took it as a sign that this Christmas day was over for me, as I needed to get to bed and sleep off the exhaustion of seeing all my family. I turned off the TV and all the lights downstairs and went up to my bedroom, walking in and turning on the overhead lamp. Without hesitation, I knew something wasn't right. I couldn't pinpoint what it was at first, but I knew my room was not how I'd left it. Something had been moved, and I quickly put all the pieces together of everything else I'd been experiencing since getting back home. My body felt numb, both fear and adrenaline taking over me. I walked back out into the hallway and looked down the staircase, trying to listen to see if whoever had been here was still here or not. I quietly went down, step by step, until I reached the bottom. There was no sound or motion at all.
"Is anyone here? I've called the cops. Hello?"
It was as I was saying that I realized my stupid mistake of not having called the cops yet. I started to go back upstairs, planning to lock myself in my room and call the police, when sudden footsteps rushed from the living room. It was too dark to see anything more than the Christmas tree branches swaying and a figure rushing away from it. I followed the sound into the kitchen and then the back door. They opened it and ran away. I was just standing there, frozen. Once I snapped out of it, I dialed 911 and locked the back door. I still don't really know what happened that Christmas night. Whoever had broken in hadn't taken much of anything, at least nothing that I really noticed. What I think is that they got in just as I was getting home, and once they heard the garage open, they probably sprinted through the kitchen, knocking over the papers, and hid. I know I saw them running away from the tree, but if they were hiding the whole time I was watching the movie, it wouldn't explain the noises I was hearing. Maybe there really weren't any noises, or it was something else entirely. The thought of them being right there in the corner of the room, in front of me, waiting and watching me for 2 whole hours, is just horribly disturbing. I wish I had more answers and could tell you more, but that's everything I know. Police weren't of much help, and nothing has happened since. Hopefully, it stays that way. I'm nearing 30, and Christmas nowadays isn't as exciting as it once was. I usually take a trip down to whichever family member was hosting the get-together that year and just hang out for the week, then go back home. It was always nice, but often there were just so many people that it was just a bit too chaotic for me. This was last year. I rented an Airbnb near my cousin's place, who was hosting the get-together. He lives kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so a lot of the options I had to rent were just small cabins. I chose one pretty much at random, and come a few days before Christmas, I drove out there. The first 2 days were actually really fun. I saw a lot of family I hadn't seen in years and enjoyed catching up. Then even more people showed up, like maybe 30 people total, stuffed in a 3-bedroom house. It was a mess. On Christmas Day, we spent the morning watching the kids open their presents, then had a big breakfast. I hung around until dinner time, then called in for the night at 7. I drove back to the cabin. The place was nestled away in the trees, just outside of town. I thought the cabin was fairly nice, though. When I pulled in and parked out front, I noticed shoe prints in the snow going up to the front door. I thought it had to be the Airbnb host, maybe wanting to check in on me or something. When I got up to the front door, it was clear they hadn't gone inside or anything. They just stopped, maybe waited for me to answer the door for a bit, then walked away. I went inside and tossed my jacket on the couch and sat in the sofa chair. I thought about texting the host to see what he stopped by for, but I figured if it was something important, he would have texted me, so I ended up forgetting about it. After only a few minutes of sitting down, I dozed off. It must have only been 10 or so minutes later when I woke up to a ring at the doorbell. I got up and walked over to the door, trying to rub the tired look off my face. I opened the door. There was a man with medium black hair and a brown jacket. He had a short smile and greeted me, quickly introducing himself as the host of the Airbnb and shaking my hand. I was still just trying to wake up, so I let him control the conversation while I just stood there and went with the flow. He asked me how my stay was, and then explained that he just needed to check on a few things. Again, I was just nodding and too out of it to care about what he was saying. It was only after he walked past me and into the house that I realized I'd unknowingly agreed to let him in to check on some things. That almost immediately woke me up. He walked into the living room and kind of just stood there for a moment, looking around at the walls. It almost looked like he didn't even know what he was looking for. It was around then that I remembered it was still Christmas Day, which just made this whole thing even stranger. Why would he need to do this on the holiday? Couldn't he wait until tomorrow, or have come by yesterday? His strange behavior only made me feel worse. He was just slowly walking through the room, moving his head around and clearly pretending to be looking for something. The thought of him not being who he said he was began creeping into my mind. I was just so caught off guard by everything, and it being Christmas, I just wasn't expecting to deal with anything like this.
"Hey, do you think you could come by tomorrow instead? I've actually got a bunch of family that should be here any minute now."
He stopped looking around and turned to face me. His face was stiff, and he looked almost angry at me for saying that. He then casually walked down to the front door as if he was going to leave, but instead, he closed and locked it. That instantly sent a surge of fear through me. I ran straight into the bedroom and locked it behind me. The man ran up only a few seconds later and began trying to open it. I had no idea what to do. My car keys were still in my jacket on the couch, along with my phone. I knew that I needed to act now, though. I looked at the back of the room. There was an old window, one with a handle that you push open like a hatch. I hurried over, hearing the door behind me bend and crack with each hit as I squeezed myself out of the window. I then bolted for the tree line. He must have heard me leave, or broken down the door right after I fled, because by the time I was in the woods and looked back, I saw him run out the front door. I was well covered by the dark, though, and he didn't seem to know where I ran off to. He stayed out there for a while, like 20 minutes, before he finally got into his car and drove off. I waited an extra few minutes just to be safe, then ran back and got my phone, calling 911. During the investigation, the homeowner and Airbnb host came down, confirming he was not the one who stopped by the cabin. With this situation, there's not too much to go off of, so it can only be assumed that the man had found out that the cabin was an Airbnb and used that against me to get access to the place. His intentions after that aren't known, but it likely wasn't to just rob the cabin of its mediocre decorations. That night was a close call, and I don't think I'll ever be so trusting of anyone again. This was the first year I'd be spending Christmas alone. I think it sounds sadder than it was, but I couldn't afford the flight back to my hometown and couldn't take off any extra vacation time to make it worth it. Anyway, I always enjoyed seeing others' decorations and driving or walking around on Christmas Day. When I woke up, I turned on the old cartoon Grinch movie and made a nice breakfast and some coffee. Then I spent the next hour on FaceTime with my parents and siblings. After all that, it was probably around noon. I didn't have much else to do, but at some point I went out to get the mail, and when I opened the door, there were footprints in the snow on my porch. What's odd is that they were frozen over, like not freshly made in the powdery top layer of snow. They were clearly made hours ago, like overnight when it was well below freezing. I looked around, even though they clearly were not here anymore, then went out and got my mail. It was very strange. I don't know if I felt scared, but definitely a bit unsettled. I didn't really know what to do about it, though. I tried to continue my day without worrying too much. After all, it was Christmas. I had some Hallmark movies play while I opened the gifts and letters that my family had sent in the mail. Around 3, I started getting bored and checked the weather. It was supposed to get a lot colder later in the day, so I decided to go for a walk around the neighborhood while I still had the chance. I bundled up and started down the sidewalk, looking at all the Christmas lights and taking in the calmness. A little bit into the walk, I noticed someone else walking in the neighborhood. They were the only other person I saw, and they were walking on the other side of the road. I thought nothing of it, but a few minutes later, they passed by me again. I did a double take, thinking I was seeing things, because there was no way we could have passed each other twice so soon, unless they turned around right after we passed each other the first time. I kept walking and came up to a split where I could either head back home or keep going around the neighborhood. I ended up going home. It wasn't because of the guy I saw. Sure, it was strange, but something else just felt off and made me want to head back. I went in through the front door, and eerily soon after I got inside, there was a knock at the door. I had only just taken off my boots and was still standing right by the door. My heart pounded in my chest, like I knew this was bad. I looked out the peephole and saw a guy standing very close to the door, wearing a baseball cap tilted downward, covering his face. Weirdly, he seemed familiar. I didn't know why. At the moment, I thought it was just because he was the man I'd seen walking around the neighborhood. He knocked again. I knew he had to have already seen me enter.
"What do you need?"
I called out. They didn't answer. A few seconds later, they banged on the door again. I asked again what they were doing here and what they wanted, and watched out the peephole as he just stood there against the door and refused to answer or speak at all before banging on the door again. He then grabbed the door handle and started shoving his whole body into it. I backed away as the whole door shook, rattling from its hinges with each blow. It went on for maybe 20 to 30 seconds, then it all suddenly stopped. There was a pause, and then multiple people yelling. When I went over and looked, there were two cops outside my home arresting the man at my door. I was completely confused and unsure how this happened. I thought it was just some kind of miracle that they showed up at the perfect time. It turned out a neighbor had actually called the police and reported a man acting unusual, walking back and forth down our street for hours and standing outside my home. Even more disturbing though, I knew the man. He was an old ex from probably 6 years ago. He didn't even live in the same state as me anymore, and we hadn't talked at all since the breakup. It's scary to think that so suddenly, years later, he just decided to show up at my house on Christmas Day and try to break in. The cops found two knives on him, and in his car that he parked a few blocks away, he had a firearm and a whole roll of duct tape, both that he purchased just a few days prior. He admitted to nothing, but it's not hard to see what he was likely intending to do. My grandparents live in a small cabin up in Alaska, so I don't see them very often, but last fall I made the road trip up there in my RV just to visit them for the season. A bunch of other family members flew in as well. As we got into October though, it started getting colder and the snow was supposed to be coming in, so I had to leave before the roads got too bad. The road that goes from Alaska and through Canada is famous for being extremely remote. There's no service along most of it, and it just goes through hills, valleys, forests, and mountains. Most people making the drive either sleep at the few truck rest stops or at public camping spots along the road. On my second day, I drove until 8 p.m. before finding a place to pull off for the night. It was a dirt road with a small spot between the trees to park and sleep at. I think a lot of people might find it unnerving to sleep in the middle of nowhere like this, but I did it pretty often in my RV, so I was used to it. I made myself something small to eat, then got in bed and turned on a movie to watch. It wasn't very long after I'd arrived though that I heard footsteps nearby. I sat up and opened one of the blinds, but I didn't have any exterior lights on, so my view was of nothing but the pitch black woods. The footsteps sounded like they were from out there, but I couldn't confirm if it was a person or not. From what I saw when I pulled into this campsite, this was the only parking spot. But maybe there were more nearby that I didn't see. If it was a person, they had to have parked somewhere nearby, because there's no way they could have just been wandering around all the way out here. I thought about heading to the front of the RV and turning on the lights, but figured it best to just lay low. Maybe they didn't even see me here and were just walking back to their campsite. Or again, it might have not even been a person at all. After a few minutes, everything seemed good, and I continued watching the movie. I went to bed around 9:30, knowing I had to get up early to start driving again tomorrow. My eyes shot open to three loud knocks at the door to the RV. It was nearly too dark to see inside, so I switched on the reading light next to me.
"I just need some water, please, and then I'll be on my way."
It was a man's voice, deep, like they were older. My eyes looked at the clock. It was 2 a.m. If this guy really was out there, in need of help, he had way more to worry about than just water. It had to be nearly freezing out at this time of night.
"Why are you out here? How did you even get here?"
I called out. There was a pause.
"My truck broke down, just a couple miles back. Just looking for some help is all. I don't mean any trouble."
My gut feeling was that this wasn't right. Everything just wasn't adding up. I snuck my way over to the other side window and tried to peek out and see him. It was extremely dark, but I could make out his figure standing right up to the door. I thought it was really weird how close he was, like he might be trying to listen in or even try to break in. But then I caught sight of something else. Behind him, I could see more figures moving around in the dark. Several, like at least 4 or 5. The man knocked again, almost banging on the door as if he was losing his patience. I quietly backed up and grabbed the keys, then took a deep breath before running to the front and quickly turning the RV on. As soon as I did, the headlights lit up multiple men in front of me, all looking mid-30s and 40s with scruffy beards and raggy winter clothes. They started yelling as I drove past them and circled back to the main road. I drove until I reached a gas station. By the time I had service and got police involved, it was far too late for anything to be done. What those men were trying to do is anyone's best guess. This fall, I didn't make the trip up there, and I'm starting to doubt I ever will again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.